This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair 2007 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Albuquerque Convention Center. Now, among the disciplines that are represented here at the fair, you might think that most of them are focused on what Intel does around materials science and electrical engineering. It's not all about chip making. Behavioral science is pretty big here, too. And I came across this young lady who's done research around facial recognition, which has big implications about how we're getting along these days in the world.
My name is Brandy Buchanan, and I'm 16. I'm a sophomore, and I live in Northeast Indiana, and my school is Central Noble High School. I wanted to know whether primary grade children that had had no previous diversity exposure were able to tell different facial expressions across these different ethnic barriers. So I tested 320 first and third grade boys and girls to see, you know, what the results would be. And I had four different ethnic groups, and those were Caucasian, Asian, Latin, and African American. So I took one representative from each and asked them to show six expressions, and those were happy, sad, scared, surprised, angry, and bored. And then the kids were asked to match these pictures with the word. And Caucasian children actually answered the Asians the most correctly, which was kind of interesting. And the African American was the most difficult for them.
Do you have a lot of people of color going to your school?
No. Up in my area, it's mostly Caucasian. We're not very diverse at all. In one section of my county, there's a lot of Latin folks. But all these schools that I tested were Caucasian. That's definitely the majority where I live. And out of all the expressions, no matter what age group, most of them answered happy correctly, and a lot of them missed sad, which was kind of interesting.
Angry is one that seemed to be pretty low as well, yeah, across ethnicities. Sad and angry, and even scared, too. I mean, you have first grade boys unable to really see in
the African American.
What kind of research has been done around this that you know of that you're sort of adding to?
There's been a lot done with adults, and especially college kids, very close to this kinds of things, and some done with infants with kind of a visual cliff thing and just like happy, sad. But I've found very little research on children, so that's why I chose this, to kind of see, you know, how the children react to these same things. So I hope that I can find more on children to see, you know, how my results, go along with what theirs are.